Ezras Hashem Yisparech, the daf for Matzai Shabbos, Parsha Shlach, Sunday of Parshas Korach is daf pei vav for Shnas Tov Shinayin Gimel. Because we were going close to Shabbos, we concluded a little early on pei hei amabei, so we will begin the Mishnah halfway through on pei hei amabei, and Bezer Hashem do daf pei vav. The subjects of our daf, our Mishnah on pei hei amabei, will discuss different areas, whether they're considered a dira and therefore a residential apartment and therefore an area that an eruv could be placed. The Gemara will continue to discuss what is considered a residential area and when is an area considered a person's living quarters that an eruv could be placed over there. That will go all the way on to Pei Vav Amud Aleph, where we will discuss someone who leaves. The Mishnah will discuss an individual who abandons his apartment, leaves his apartment to go live somewhere else. In such an instance, is it still considered a dira that will be osir for others and require an eruv? The Gemara in the next discussion will be analyzing the Mishnah in regards to filling up a barrel in order to have water from on Shabbos from a pit that is between two courtyards. And we mentioned on yesterday's daf that this perek spends a lot of time discussing filling up water from a pit and from a river, and that will be the subject of the Amud on Pei Vav Amud Aleph going all the way to Pei Vav Amud Beis. And finally, the Gemara then will use that as an entree to discuss the halachos of Mechitza Tzluya, a hanging Mechitza. Ultimately, that will even get us to other areas of Mechitza, that is Hilchos Mechitza on Shabbos. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, Pehei Amud Beis, Hanoisin Es Eruvai Be'Beis Shar. Achsadra Umir Peset. If a person places his Erev in a gate area, this can best be described as a small hut that exists before the courtyard that the Shomer used to sit in. Or Achsadra is a portico that's like a garden area but it is covered. Umir Peset is a porch, Eina Erev, it's not considered an Erev. The Gemara is going to flesh out that an Erev must be placed in an area where people dwell. If it's not a dwelling area, then it can't be used as placement for the Erev. Similarly, the next line in the Mishnah, Vahadar Sham Eina Oser Alav. If there's an individual who decides to live in one of these base shar, the booth in front of the chatzer, then he's not considered one of the B'nai HaChatzer to Aser. So the two rules the Gemara will tell us go together. If it's an area that a person dwells in, so then he'll be Oser on the rest. If it's an, and similarly you could place the Erev inside. However, vice versa, if it's not a place that people dwell in, it won't Aser, as well as there's no significance of the Erev being put down here. Beis HaTeven, Ubeis HaBokar, Ubeis HaItzim, Beis HaOtzaros. In contrast to a place where wheat is put, or where animal fodder is placed, wood, or a storage area in general, so then in such a case, hareza eruv. It is considered an eruv. Vahador sham oser, if someone lives there, it will be oser. When we learned daf ayin vav, we explained that the areas that are not normal for a person to live in, then they're not included for the Eruv. On Ayin Beis Amabeis, we have this case of Beis HaBakar or Beis HaEitzim, that the definition of a area that will be Oser is if it's used for residential purposes. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has to put his bed inside, but he uses it for, maybe even more precisely, I think is the term we use on Ayin Beis, for domestic purposes. If you use it for domestic purposes, then that's considered Adira, and it will be Oser. Tosas also points out that this would apply even if there isn't bran inside, tevin inside, as long as it's Chazi Ladira, then it would be enough to be able to put the Erev inside. Take a look at the Hemshech of Tosas in regards to different instances, not all instances will it be Oser, and Tosas fleshes that out, Dibra Maschel Beis HaTevin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Miesham Tfisas Yachel Balabayis, Eina Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says that the only time it'll be Oser is if there is someone who's not related to the Baal HaBayis that's living there. So Reuven owns the mansion and he has a Beis HaEitzim and he rents out the Beis HaEitzim.
That's if he entirely rents it out. But if he has tfisas yad, if he leaves objects inside, so then in such a case, he would not be yoser. This is an important point in Hilchos Eruv, and it's a nominee for one of our discussions for the halacha from the daily daf. It could very well be that once you have tfisas yad of the Baal Bayis, then in such a case, as long as he has some objects in there, then the area is not oser. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reidu Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, kol makom she'amru hador shem eino oser, hanosein eseruve eino eruv. Anytime we say that by living there you're not oser because it's not a makom dira, then the other rule also applies, and that is, if you put the eruv inside, it won't work. Chutz mi beis shar di yachid. There's one exception. Our Mishnah had a direct relationship between the two. The one exception is if we have the beis shar, which is that area in front of the chatzer, that belongs to an individual. Rashi explains that our Mishnah had told us the halacha, you can't put an eruv in a beis shar. That was only if the courtyard is of the rabbim. If it's of the yachid, so then in such a case, one would be allowed as well to put the eruv there. The Chazon Ish in Simin Sadivov Sif Katan Gimel explains that the problem with the beis shar is that if it's of the rabbim, so then in such a case, no one could decide that this is their living point. It's a shar that's there to serve the rabbim. However, if it's a shar of a yachid, so then in such a case, the individual who owns a chatzer, if he decides to make that his dwelling area, so then kol hakavod, he's whoever has the do-do-do runs the show-show-show, he controls this area, so then in such a case, he'd be able to do it. In contrast, if he's sharing it, so then no one person could decide that they're going to take over the shar, the yachid, the shar, in general. Except if it's not a shar de tzibur, but it's a shar de yachid. Any place the Chacham say you can't put an Erev, that's only for Eruvei Chatzeros. However, Menichem Bei Shituf, you're allowed to put Shitufei Muvos, Chutz Me'avir Mavui. Except if you're just going to leave it in the open air of the Mavui, that would not be acceptable. What's the difference between Shitufei Muvos and Eruvei Chatzeros? Eruvei Chatzeros, all the above cases in our Mishnah, Shar, Achsadrim, and Peset are not acceptable, but a Mavui, it is acceptable. Rashi explains five lines from the bottom that when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeros, it's the joining of houses in a chatzer. We're joining our living areas together. If we're joining our living areas together, the Erev needs to be placed in the living area. In contrast to when we're doing a Shituvei Muvos, then what we're doing is we're joining together the different chatzeros that are attached through different Muvos. The Muvos are not living areas. Hence, there's no requirement that it be placed in a living area. Asks the Gemara, Mai Kamashal and Tanina, we already learned this. Hanos nes eruv ebebe sharach sadnu repeset. Eino eruv. Eruv delo havi. Hashituv havi. We already learned this idea. Answers the Gemara, Beis Shar Achsadro, where the Chiddush is the following. Beis Shar Diyachid, excuse me, Va'avir Demavoy Itzrichle, Delotnan. Those cases of Beis Shar and Avir Demavoy, those were not mentioned in our Mishnah, and they needed the teaching of Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shilas. The Gemara continues, Tanya Nami Hoche, Anosin Seiruva Bebeis Shar. We also learned this in a Brice. If you put the Erev in a Beis Shar, Achsadro, and Pesu, Bechotzer, Ubimavoy, Areze Erev, it is an Erev. Vatnan Einze Erev. But then we learn our Mishnah, it's not an Erev. And says the Gemara, Ema Areze Shituf. It works for Shitufei Mavos. The Gemara questions, even for Shitufei Mavos, is that acceptable? Even if we take into account the way we explained earlier. Shituf b'mavoy lo mintar, but it's not guarded at all in the open area of a mavoy. Ema b'chotzer she b'mavoy. In the open area of a chotzer in a mavoy, that would be acceptable. Gemara continues two lines into wide and pay. Hey, Amud Beis. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'nei chabura shayim mesuvit. It was a chabura that was reclining and eating with Kiddush Aleihen Hayom. It was late Friday afternoon, and then the night descends for Shabbos Kodesh. Pasha al shulchan somchan alei mishum eruv. They could designate the bread that's on their table for an eruv. V'amri lo mishum shituf.
Some say it could be used for shitufei mavos and not for eruvei chatzeres. I'm a rabbi v'lo pligi. There's no machlokis. Kam b'mesubim bebayis, kam b'mesubim bechatzer. If they're eating in the chatzer, then it'll serve as shitufei mavos. If they're eating in a house, so then it'll serve as eruvei chatzeres. As we explained before, eruvei chatzeres needs to be in a house. Amar le'abayi l'rabbi, tanya d'mesayelach, we have a brisa that supports this. Eruvei chatzeres bechatzer, shitufei mavos b'mavui. V'avina by eruvei chatzeres bechatzer, v'atna no sinus eruvei be'shar achsam repesas eino eruv. But didn't we learn that you can't put it in the be'shar achsam repesas? Ema, eruvei chatzeres bebayis shebechatzer. You're right. It does not work in a chatzer, but it will work if it's in a house, in a courtyard. Shitufei mavos bechatzer shebemavui. Shitufei mavos would be acceptable if it's in a chatzer in the mavui. As we mentioned, Rashi, five lines from the bottom, explains eloquently what the difference between the mavui and the chatzer is. And the shitufei mavos and eruvei chatzeros corresponds to that difference, that the eruvei chatzeros is there to bring together diros, and therefore the eruv has to be put in the dira. We continue three lines from the bottom on Pei Hei Amar Beis Reb Yehuda Amar Yesham Tfisas Yad. We had learned in the Mishnah a very important rule. As of now, it's still the running favorite for the halach of the daily daf, and that is that if the Baal HaBayis has objects or belongings that gives him Tfisas Yad into the other area, so then in such a case, even if he rents it out to someone else, it's not considered as if there are two houses in the chatzer. So let's say we have a chatzer where there's a Baal HaBayis that has a large house, and then he has a smaller house. He sometimes rents it out, but he has things that he leaves inside. So then in such an instance, it's considered one area belonging to one person, and there's no requirement of an Eruv, because an Eruv, of course, is only if there are two. Asks the Gemara, Hechi Domi Tfisas Yad. What exactly is the example of Tfisas Yad? Answers the Gemara, Kigoin Chatzero Ben Bunyas. Like the courtyard of the wealthy person Ben Bunyitz, that he would rent out and sometimes even give as a favor his houses to others, but he had his stuff inside. Ben Bunyitz also came to Rebbe. Ben Bunyitz came in front of Rebbe. The Marshal in the Chochma Shalom was quoted as saying that Ben Bunyitz was actually a Talmud of Rebbe. Amar Lahu, he said to those that were sitting in front of him, in other words, Rebbe said to them, Panu makon leben me'amane. Make room for this Mr. 100 mana. In other words, very wealthy. And then someone else came in. Amar, who he said to his Talmidim, Pnu Makom Leben Masayi mana. Another person he thought was wealthier than Ben Bunyas. Amar Lefanu Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Aviv Shelzeh, the father of Ben Bunyas, Yesho Elos Finos Bayam. He's got 1,000 ships. You didn't realize how wealthy he is. He's got 1,000 ships in the sea. Ukenegdon Elifayoris Payabasha, and he's got 1,000 islands that correspond to them. Amarloi, so Rebbe complained to Ben Bunyas that he doesn't wear his wealth. Lukishekedia Tagia eats a love when you go to your father and Marlo, tell him Altishagru Bekelim Alolu Fana. You shouldn't come in front of me with these clothing. You should wear more wealthy clothing so it'll be obvious that you're rich. It's not so clear why it was important for Ben Bunyas to wear his riches, quote-unquote. But maybe, as we will see the next Gemara in the Gil Yonah Shas, maybe the two points are connected. But if anybody has a nice pshat, please email me. I looked around, I didn't see much, at r.eisenstein@yna.edu. Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe would honor wealthy people. Rebbe Akiva Mechabed Ashirim. Also, Rabbi Akiva would honor wealthy people. Kedal Darish Rava Bar Mori. As Rava Bar Mori explained from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim Chesav Emes Man Yinatzruhu. Chazal Darish in the Pasuk, Eim Masa Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim Bizman Shechesav Emes Man. When do people assure that the world continues? When Chesed and Emes are given like man. In other words, the Ashirim who have money, they give of the man for chesed and emet yinitzruhu, and in that way they protect the world. Simple reading of the Gemara is that the mitzvah to be mechabed ashirim is dafka those who are philanthropists, those people who give to the world and protect it. Seems that Rabbi Akiva Eger is bothered why Rabbi was mechabed ashirim. He quotes the Maharil
from the Maram Segal that says that because we know, as the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Kuf Gimel and other places describes, that Rebbe himself was quite wealthy, he wanted to be mechabed other Ashirim so that would cover up the honor, his honor for Torah. And that people, once they see that he honors rich people, they will also honor Rebbe only because of his wealth and not because of his Torah. If that's so, then one could suggest that that's the reason as well, that he was encouraging Ben Bunyas to wear his wealth so as to show that it was important to him wealth, so people would be mechabed it. Obviously, there is something that is corrupt that can emerge from this, obviously not from Rebbe, but can emerge from it. And the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Kavod was based on the Pasuk of Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim, as Rashi explains, as we spoke out. Rabba Bar Chana Amar Kigon Yosei Shel Machareisha. Rabba Bar Chana goes back to our previous topic. What is considered Tfisas Yad Baal Bayis? If the Baal Bayis puts a hoe in that apartment, so then in such a case, it's not your own independent apartment. Amar Rav Nachman Tanu Dvei Bishmol Dovar Anito B'Shabbos Oser. Something that could be used on Shabbos would not serve as Tfisas Yad. Rashi explains, because the renter could just toss it out of the house. So, if he doesn't want the hoe here, there, he's going to throw it out. Dovar She'ena Nito B'Shabbos Eina Oser. But if it's something that cannot be used on Shabbos, like a hoe, and that's why it's Yosed Shemacharisha, you can't plow on Shabbos, then in such a case, that's the perfect way of not requiring Yeriv, and it's all related back to Baal HaBayis. Tani Nami Hochi Yesho Tevel, Yesho HaShoshis, V'chol Dover She'ena Nito B'Shabbos, Eina Oser. If there's Tevel, which is Muksa, or there is a piece of steel that has no purpose on Shabbos, or anything that cannot be nito b'Shabbos, so then the renter or the guest will not be oser because the apartment is attributed to the Baal Bayis who has Tfisas Yad. We begin the next Mishnah on Peivav and Aleph, 12 lines in. Hameniach Beis of Halach Lishpos Bir Acheres. If a person leaves his house and he goes to live in another city, Echa Nachri Vecha Yisrael Hareze Oser. It doesn't matter that he's no longer there, whether it's a Jew or a Gentile. We've learned in previous Mishnayos that a Gentile is also Oser, and you need to do Schiras Rishus. So, Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that even if the person is not there, at the end of the day, because he still is the owner of that property, he'll be Oser. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's not Oser. Rabbi Yossi is a middle opinion. Rabbi Yossi Amar Nachri Oser, Yisrael Eino Oser. He differentiates between a Gentile and a Jew. A Gentile does prohibit a Jew who leaves the knot. She'ein derech Yisrael lovo b'Shabbos, because it's not common for a Jew to come back on Shabbos, particularly often he's outside of the Tchum. Reb Shimon Amar Afilach hiniach beso v'halach lishbos eitzel bito bosir eino oser shekvar hisiyam melibo. Reb Shimon says he doesn't even need to go out of the Tchum. Even if he goes to his daughter. Here's a source to my young Talmidim, Baruch Hashem, more and more young Talmidim are getting married, that it is expected and beautiful to host your in-laws in your house. Here you have the daughter who hosts her parents, and the parents are made to feel comfortable that they don't want to go back to their own house. Once they're there at the daughter's house, they're treated beautifully, the mitzvahs of Kivud Av V'Em, and therefore their own house won't be oser on others. Amar Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, who says that a Jew, the moment he goes to anybody's house, and he goes from his house, he's not oser, even if he goes to his daughter within the own city. V'davka bito, but only his daughter. Avol b'no lo, but not his son. Amri Inshi. A fantastic saying. Navach boch kalba, if there is a male dog that fights with you, in other words, your son-in-law, you could still go into the house. However, navach boch guru yaisa, but if a female fights with you, in other words, your daughter-in-law, pok, then in such a case, leave your son's house. So it's more common for the woman's parents to come and visit and feel comfortable than the boy's parent, the husband's parents, to come and feel comfortable in the case of where there's machloikis. There's no mitzvah to make machloikis. Hafuch, 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 hafuch. But it seems Chazal are giving a
idiom to describe that it's common for the woman's parents to feel comfortable in her house, and therefore once they go to her house, there's no reason to assume they're going to go back. However, the man's parents, it's a different story. Bezras Hashem, we begin the new Mishnah on Pei Vav Lamed Aleph, which begins a string of Mishnayos that discuss the halachos of filling up water from a pit on Shabbos. Let's jump in halfway through Pei Vav Lamed Aleph. Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, a pit that is between two courtyards. In other words, the pit sits on the border of both courtyards, and therefore the owner of Chatzer Aleph owns part of the bar, and the owner of Chatzer Beis owns part of the bar. For that reason, Ein Memalim Mimenu B'Shabbos, you can't fill up water from that pit on Shabbos, because it also partly belongs to B. And if I live in A, I am A, then in such a case, I'm taking from the Rishus of B, which is Aser Midrabbanan. Elim Kein Asla Mechitza Gva Asar Tvachim. Mechitza needs to be made 10 Tvachim high, and the Mechitza needs to be placed in one of two ways. Bein Milamata, whether the mechitza is built from the bottom of the pit up 10 tefachim, to indicate that this pit is divided, bei mitoch ogno, or whether he just puts it into the cavity, it will be acceptable. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Beis Shammai or Milamata, that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that the mechitza has to be built from the bottom up. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Milamala, and Beis Hillel says that it has to be built from the top down. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo tei mechitza gedola min hakosel shebeneihem. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no requirement that it be built in the pit itself, and these mechitzos are no better than a mechitza that was built above the pit, as you can see on diagram Tav Tzadi Dalid in the Hod Vahadar. Now there's going to be a discussion amongst the Amoraim exactly what is the Mishnayos referring to when they say milamata and lemala, when we had the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Amar Rav Huna, lemata mata mamish. When we say lemata, it means literally from the bottom, says Rashi, that it means that it can't be sitting at the edge of the ceiling of the pit. It needs to be a little bit further down. Take a look in the Hod Vahadar in diagram Tuf Tzadi Hey. As we're going to see, it does not mean that it has to be all the way on the bottom of the bar. Lemala, lemala mamish. When Beis Hillel says lemala, it means from the edge, from the top. Vizeh vizeh bebar, and both those expressions are talking about when it's in the pit. Rev Yehuda Amar, Rev Yehuda disagrees that according to Beis Shammai, it needs to be at the bottom of the pit. Lemata, lemata min amayim. It needs to be from the bottom of the pit. Lemala, according to Beis Hillel, lemala min amayim, he requires that it be above the water. So really, the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, when we speak about lemata and lemala, is the subject lemata and lemala the pit? That's the opinion of Rav Huna, while Rav Yehuda says the subject is the water. Amalei Rabba by Rav Chanan Labai Hadam Rav Yehuda lemata lemata min amayim. This Rav Yehuda said that lemata means vis-a-vis the water. Why is it that Beis Shammai holds that it's going to be a problem that when it's above, darive maya, because the water mixes below the mechitza, lemata min amayim nami, even if you put it on the bottom of the pit, not hariva maya, the water is going to mix above. Amalei said to Moshe Mila Chahadam Rav Yudam Rav Matibah Mishum Rav Yichia. You're right. You have to be able to see the edge of the mechitza above the water, a tefach, according to Beis Shammai. Vesu, Rabba Barachanin asked Abaye another question. Hadam Rav Yehuda lemala lemala min hamayim. When Rav Yehuda said that the opinion of Beis Hillel is lemala, that means above the water, Maish lemala mamish delo derive maya. What's the problem? Even according to Beis Hillel, Lefi Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to place the mechitza at the edge of the bar, because the water underneath is going to mix. Lemala min amayim, even if it's not lemala mamish, but if it's above the water, nami ariva maya, they're going to mix together, even if it's a little bit lower down into the pit. Amar lei, lo shmi lecha hada tani Yaakov karchinoi.
You didn't hear what Yaakov Karchinoi said in this. So Shishka Roshe Kanim B'maya Tefach. That according to Beis Hillel, it has to be into the water, one tefach deep into it. So then it's obvious that the mechitza is there to divide the water as well. Velo Adam Rav Yehuda, Kora Arba Materes Bechurva. The Gemara now goes to an entirely different case, the halachos of Churva, and asks from it into the case of Bor. If there you have a destroyed building, Rashi describes, as many are familiar today, even with abandoned buildings that have begun to crumble, often the frame of the building remains. Says Rev Yehuda, if the walls have begun to crumble, but there is the frame, that there is a beam going across from wall to wall that has the thickness of 4 tvachim, so then in such a case, that's enough to give it the structure of a kosel, and it has the ability to be matir the churva, to be able to carry. From Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua, Korv Arba Materis B'mayim. Based on this above Svarah, Rav Nachman quoted in the name of Rabba Bar Avua that the same would apply in regards to a pit. That we have a pit going on Talmud Beis that has a board that is 4 tefachim wide that goes across the top of the pit. Take a look at the diagram. Tav Kuf in the Hod V'Hadar. So then in such a case, it's Matir the Mayim. But wait a second. Ha-ka'azli d'li li'idach giso ma'isi. But the if you lower the bucket down, since the board does not divide the pit, the bucket is going to go fill up water from the other side, umaisi, and it's going to bring it back to a person from the other rishus. Answers the Gemara, kimu rabbanan, the rabbanan meyu kimta de'enzli mahalach yosem e'bot tvachim. Since there is this board of 4 tvachim in the middle, and when A puts it down, his bucket, into the pit, in order to draw water, in such a case, since it's a distance of 4 tvachim, the lag of the string will not allow it to go 4 tvachim to the other side. Actually, we put the period, yosem arba tvachim, analyzes the Gemara, we put a period after arba tvachim. Tachas kora, miya hariva maya. But the water mixes together under the beam. So even though the bucket will not go to the other side, he's taking from the water of B as well, that mixes, the water of B is going to mix with the water of A. But this is a famous rule that we have, in Masechet Shabbos on Kuf Aleph, that there is a leniency when it comes to water. That when it comes to water, what might be usher in other cases would not be usher in this case. What happens if you have a hanging mechitza, would you allow it to be matir in a destroyed building? There's a leniency that was given to the case of water. So even though there are certain requirements of the mechitza at the end of the day between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to prevent on some level the full Iruv Hamayim, nevertheless, the Gemara points out there are instances that were makel for the Iruv HaMayim. Most Rishonim explain that the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, the mechitza needs to go into the water is so in order that the mechitza be obvious to divide the reshuyos of the water. But, as our Gemara concludes, it is does not go so far as to require, the halacha doesn't, both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that the water be entirely blocked from the side of B and the side of A, that the water that each one will draw will not be from the other one's side. That is not required by the halacha because of the special kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. We learned in our Mishnah that Reb Yehuda does not require the mechitza to go into the water at all. Amar Reb Yehuda lo tei mechitza. Gemara continues 10 lines on the top. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yehuda b'shitas Reb Yosi Amra. Reb Yehuda is following the position of Reb Yosi. De Amar mechitza tuli materes afil b'yabosha. Reb Yosi is of the lenient position that a mechitza tluya, even if the mechitza doesn't reach the bottom of the reshus, it will be acceptable. What would an example be of a mechitza tluya? Think about a case of a abandoned building again that has some of the wall or a significant amount of the wall not reaching the ground. Rabbi Yossi finds that acceptable. This is not as we learn Maseches Shabbos in a Mishnah. Hamishal shel defanos milamalo lamata. If you hang a wall down from above downwards, sometimes, as we're going to discuss in the Hemshech of our Gemara, you have this in a case of a sukkah, where the wall sometimes has space between the wall and the bottom. Bizman shekvom en aretz gimel tfachim psula. If it's three tfachim from the ground, it's possible. In other words, there's a three tfachim break between the ground and the wall. Mimata limala, what happens if it's from the bottom up? Im gevoas yud tfachim kshera. Then even if the schach does not reach the wall, in other words, there is a break between the schach and the wall. Take a look at that example in Tof Kuf Beis in the Hod V'Hadar. In such a case, it's still going to be kosher. We have a rule of good asik mechitzes. As long as you have, and this is halacha l'maaseh as well, as long as you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, you could shoot it up to the schach. Just make sure the schach is actually perpendicular to the wall itself, that it reaches the wall. It will be kosher. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kishem shemalamata lemala asara, kach milamala lemata asara. Rabbi Yossi says that just like we allow, if the wall begins from the ground and goes up 10 tefachim, even though there's a space above, it'll be acceptable. Rabbi Yossi has a shita that has not been accepted, la halacha, and that is that if it starts from the schach and goes down, even if there's a break, it will still be acceptable, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if it's more than three tefachim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be going with that position, because Rabbi Yehuda said when it came to the bar, it serves as a val mechitza above, even though the mechitza does not go into the bar. V'loihi, says the Gemara. Loi Rabbi Yehuda sav lak Rabbi Yossi, v'loi Rabbi Yossi sav lak Rabbi Yehuda. This is not correct. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are in disagreement with each other. They do not agree. And the logic of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is going to be based on something else. Rabbi Yehuda lo sav lak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lak amar Rabbi Yehuda el bei ruvei chatzeres derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda only said his position when it comes to a ruvei chatzeres, which is derabbanan. At the end of the day, the whole Isser over here was carrying from one chatzer to the next. Keep in mind that chatzeros have mechitzos around them, and you could carry mina Torah, no problem in chatzeros. Came along Shlomo HaMelech b'Chachmasa, as the Gemara described earlier, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thrilled with Shlomo HaMelech's requirement of a ruve chatzeros. On that issue, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be lenient. If you have a mechitza tluya, that will be acceptable. Sukkah d'oraisa loy. But in regards to sukkah d'oraisa, he's not going to be lenient. Rabbi Yossi, below Rabbi Yossi, savalak Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi el besukkah. When it comes to a sukkah d'isra asehu, there the requirement is a positive requirement in the Torah to build a sukkah, and you're not allowed to eat outside of a sukkah. And isra aseh means that the Torah requires you to do something in a positive way, a mitzvah aseh, and if you don't do it, for example, if you eat outside of the sukkah, you'll be in violation of that isra. Aval Shabbos d'isra skilahu, but Shabbos is a prohibition of skila, which is even more chomer lo, he would not be lenient. Lo amar, he didn't say it. Bezer Hashem, we will stop the pshat over here on the bottom of Peivavim Beis, a few lines from the bottom, because the Gemara will tell a fascinating story that will go well into Peizayin Amid Aleph, which is also brings up many other topics, la halacha. So we will Bezer Hashem conclude the pshat here, and now go to the halacha from the daily daf. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from daf Peihei/Peivav, is an exciting one. It's an issue of whether you are required to make an Eruve Chatzeros in a hotel or in an area that is owned by one individual and has many people that are staying in the apartments, and there are materials in the apartment that are owned by the Balabais. On our Mishnah, Pehei Amid Beis, that went into Pei Vav Amid Aleph, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says, "Im yesham tfisas yad shel balabayis, eina osur alav." If the balabayis has what the halacha refers to as tfisas yad, so then in such a case, the requirement of joining together of eruve chatzeros is not necessary. The logic behind Rabbi Yehuda gets to the core of the requirement of eruve chatzeros. As we've emphasized time and time again, most people on the street, quote-unquote, do not know that an Erev Chatzeres has nothing to do with outside and a Rishus HaRabim and the poles that go around it. Rather, Shlomo HaMelech wanted, let's throw in a little bit of Machshava, we've emphasized already in the past, he wanted all of us to join together as one Mishpacha on Shabbos, and different Mishpachos that share a Chatzer cannot carry within that courtyard unless they have joined together through an Erev that is put away in someone's house. Now, when do we consider it as if there are different mishpachos? Says Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a Bala Bayis, if there's an Uncle Sam, if you will, that owns the material in everybody's house, if he has Tfisas Yad in everybody's house, then by definition they're one mishpacha as joined together by Uncle Sam. Let's take a look now and see that in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch as well, and apply it to a fascinating diyun amongst the poskim when it comes to hotels and the like. Simen shin ayin sif beis. Baal ha-bayis sheyesh lo harbe botim v'chatzer. If there's a Baal ha-bayis who has many houses in a courtyard, v'yishilo no askirin l'acherim, whether he rented it out or lent them to others, v'yesh lo b'chol echa mehem dvarim she'enom nitalim b'shabbos. That was exactly what we had seen in the Gemara on Pei Vav Amid Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda's rule only applies to those things that the people in the houses won't get rid of on Shabbos. If it's muktzah, they won't get rid of them on Shabbos. Or machmas kovdom, they're heavy. Or machmas yisur. In such a case, all of them, we paskin Shulchan Aruch, are enough to bind the people in the house together, connected to the Baal Dvayis. Shem dvarim shasso etalim filo tzarech mekomam. Ein hadorim b'em osrim alav. So then in such a case, those who live there do not create an isur for the Baal Bayis, as well as for each other, provided, as the Ramah says, that there aren't other people who don't have Tfisas Yad in that building. So let's talk about a simple case. The Ramah will make things a little bit more complicated. Take a look at the Ramah. The Chazon Ish actually disagrees with the Ramah, but we will go with the simple case of the Mechaber. Let's take the case of a hotel, and that is that a person rents a hotel. The hotel is owned by a conglomerate. It's owned by an Uncle Sam. It's owned by a wealthy mogul. It's owned by Donald Trump. In such a case, Donald Trump owns many things inside of every room. So there might be room to say that in such a case, there is no requirement of an Erev in such an instance. There's no separate and distinct Diros in such a case. It's for this reason that the Das Torah writes that a stove is enough for the Baal HaBayis to have Tfisas Yad. However, there is a big machlokis. What happens if it's clear that all the items that are there in that room have been explicitly rented to the renter? In such a case, is that also considered Tfisas Yad Baal HaBayis? Or maybe then the rule of Tfisas Yad Baal HaBayis falls away. Writes the Chayyadam in Simin Ayin Gimel, Os Gimel, as well as he elaborates in Nishmas Adam Os Katan Beis, that the only time this halacha applies is when it's clear that it's the Baal HaBayis' item that he reserves the right to use for his own purposes. From the Chayyadam, it would seem that he even disagrees with the Das Torah. And he would say that an oven that has been rented to the renter, in such a case, the Baal HaBayis has no Tfisas Yad. That's part of the rental agreement. And the real owner of this now is not the Maskir, it's the Socher. If we take the Chayy Adam's argument, then certainly in the case of the hotel, such an instance would apply, that's not called Tfisas Yad. This is the position of the Dvar Avram in Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed, the position of the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim Simin Tzadi Beis. However, in a celebrated tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees, and to this day, there are two different approaches in Klal Yisrael, particularly because of Rav Moshe's tshuva. In Chelek Aleph of Or HaChaim Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, Rav Moshe strongly disagrees with the Chayy Adam, that there isn't a requirement, Rav Moshe argues from the Rashi, Dibar Maschil Davar Anita on Pei Vav Amid Aleph, that the landowner's designated place for his own personal objects. Because Rashi describes that if the item wasn't muktzah, then in such a case, the renter would have the right to throw it out. How could it be that he has the right to throw it out? Must be that there wasn't any previous arrangement between the renter and the balabayis, that there was any shiur makom or shiur chayfetz for the balabayis, simply that his object is there. Certainly, says Ramesha, if there's a rental agreement, where if he threw it out, in such a case he would have to pay back, certainly that would be enough to be considered tfisas yad. Ramesha struggles with the position of Rashi, and ultimately he comes out following this Rashi Aliba de Hilchasa. The Chayei Adam also struggles with the same Rashi, and the Chayei Adam ultimately rejects Rashi in favor of other Rishonim, who he claims says that you need an explicit area that has been designated for the Balabayis. Rav Ozner is quoted as taking a middle position in the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Hei Simin Nun Dalet, Dem Ikur Dedina, we pass like the Chazon Ish, and for that reason an Eruv should be made in a hotel, and a hotel is not considered enough of a Tfisas Yad as the Mashmos of the Chayei Adam, as well as how the Chayei Adam himself elaborates in the Sefer Nishmas Adam. The Chayei Adam claims it's a Mefurish HaMordechi, that the Davka Kishim Akiv La'atzmo S'chus L'aniach Bebesam V'niach Da'ozo Silik Atzmo Mehem. Nishmas Adam says also the position of Ma'arik, and therefore L'chatchila the Shevet HaLevi says one follows the Shita of the Chazon Ish. B'shas Hadchak, there's room to be makel, because one of the great Marbitzei Torah of America, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, was makel based on our daf and the Rashi. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic of a Eruvei Chatzeros for hotels.